Ruby Six, The Illusionati. Ruby, Taru, and Kapoor are on the planet of Ulubu Hua. Each has assumed a different identity. Ruby is masquerading as a performer at the digital circus. Kapoor is passing himself off as a clown, which comes quite natural to him. Professor TJ Taru claims to be a full professor of puns, even though he hates puns. Only Ubub and Ulubu knows their true identity. And now part four. Ruby, Queen of the Cosmos.
I went to see Su Fu.
Hello, Taru.
How you doing, babe?
I missed you.
I missed you, too. Come on, give me a hug, kiddo. Oh. We huggled, we snuggled, we stood hand in hand watching the sun set across the great rolling sands of Ulubu Hua. Snuggling with Su Fu was an amazing experience. Well, it wasn't just her lovely little knobs atop her pointed head or her little boobies and sensual pear shape that somehow fit so neatly into my hands. No, it was also her nakri. You know what that is, don't you? That invisible bubble-like aura that surrounds every Ulubu. And when it engulfs you, if you are in love, it's paradisical. Ah, the sounds, the colors, the patterns, the sunset and moonbeams, the sparklers, and well, you know what it's like to be in love. But it's something beyond being in love. It's not wallowing in some zonked-out, bliss-like state, oblivious of the outside world. You can't keep doing that all your life because eventually you crash and burn. This is a heightened state of awareness where the world is not only magical and super real, but your senses are too. Your whole body is aware of everything going on around you. That's what it was like with Su Fu. But then one day, she said,
"You're looking for the Illusionati."
Who, me?
Be honest, okay?
Okay. It's true. You know any Illusionatis?
Yes.
Who?
Me.
You?
Mm-hmm.
But...
It's all right, Taru.
But aren't you? I mean, isn't the Illusionati a secret society?
Yes.
Why is it secret?
Because we have to be.
Why are you telling me?
Because I wanted you to know everything about me.
Oh, okay. But what exactly is the Illusionati doing? Is it world control or cornering the stock market? Or
No, none of that.
Well, what are they, like a bowling club or something?
I can't tell you.
Because it's a secret?
Yes.
Well, can you tell me who some of the others are?
No.
Oh, why is it a secret?
I told you.
Oh. Are you tickling me with your nakri? Is that what I'm feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah. Oh.
Meanwhile, back at the digital circus.
Ruby?
What's up, Angel?
Do you know the expression, it takes one to know one?
Yeah, why?
Well, the Ulubu, not all are the Ulubu.
What?
There are some that are something else.
Some of the Ulubus aren't Ulubus?
Yes.
Well, what are they, aliens in disguise or something?
No. You're on now, Ruby.
Oh, yeah, right. Let's talk about this later, okay?
I met Ruby and Oop Boop at the Bon Mot, an elegant little bistro on the Rue Ha Ha Choo. Thank you. The bistro, a simple design with little feet, was similar to most of the buildings here on Ulubu Hua, with an interior diorama of shifting scenes of their beloved desert, except this one shifted through the city. The bistro Bon Mot had thousands of centipedal feet that moved the oblong building along the street as we ate and looked out upon the passing cityscape. This quaint technology, lots of little feet, was based upon their own quaint bodies. You see, the Ilubu have 4 feet, but it's rare you'll ever see more than 2. The ordinary Ilubu walks with a waddle, swaying back and forth on their stubby legs. But when they run, spurred on by fear or whatever, the additional 2 feet they've tucked away somewhere drop down and their 4 feet become a scurrying blur, and they can run like bunnies. So I join Ruby and Oop-Boop in the strolling bistro Bombo.
Professor Tarrou, I hear you have assumed the identity of a pun meister?
That was Ruby's idea.
Tarrou loves puns.
No, I don't.
Tarrou, I hear genius is an infinite capacity for talking puns.
Yeah, Ruby keeps telling everyone I'm a collector of puns. Now wherever I go, I'm pummeled with their puns.
Tarrou's actually quite a connoisseur. Mm-hmm. His favorites are pear puns.
Pear puns?
Pear puns are the worst, the lowest, the meanest puns ever invented.
I find pear puns rather appealing.
Appealing, huh?
I'm certain they mean no harm.
A pear pun is a personal attack.
Can't you defend yourself?
Against a pear pun?
Yeah, you know how to parry.
Parry a pun. Oh, that's good.
A pear pun is like an allegory.
Don't you mean a parable?
A parable?
Parable, I guess.
One of Teru's favorites has fins.
A pear pun with fins? Mm-hmm.
What, a pair of fins?
Pear fin! I'm laughing so hard, I cannot move.
Paralyzed.
No.
You know, I ate something that looked like a pear.
Not another parable, Ruby.
No, inside I found 2 pits.
2 pits in a pear?
Yeah, a pair of pits.
Pear pits!
Disgorging my disgruntles!
Tell me, Professor, when you use a pear pun in a sentence...
Or a phrase,
is that called...
A paraphrase?
Yeah. All right, you two are working together, aren't you?
Professor, you are not laughing.
No, I'm not. Ruby, your puns have infected my brain. They're driving me nuts. They're like a...
Like a parasite.
Yeah, they're
parasite.
Like a...
Parasite?
That's it. I'm barfing my marbles.
But, Tarrou, as a professor of puns, why discriminate against pear puns?
Well, for one...
It's a paradox.
A paradox?
That does it. I'm out of here.
Wait. No, come back, Tarrou.
Why, to be pelleted with more rotten pear puns?
Oh, Tarrou, you know it's all a game.
Is it?
Don't you like games, Professor?
He likes dice.
Ah, you play with dice?
I do?
Yeah, you said winning was heaven.
I said winning was heaven.
Ah, so heaven is...
A paradise.
A paradise, right? Get it? Adios. A pair of screwballs, that's what you guys are. I'm getting out of here.
I found myself somewhere on the outskirts of the city. The roaming bistro had covered more hectare than I had imagined. I had not only no idea where I was, it was dark. Fortunately, the street lights that looked like giant heads floating above the street gave off a pleasant, warm, fuzzy glow, so I thought I may as well enjoy the stroll.
Tarrou knew he was near the edge of the desert. He could smell it. A dry, slightly perfumed fragrance that drifted in from the rolling dunes.
I had the impression I was approaching the docks, but why would they have docks in a desert? And then I saw the ships, tall, strange, beautiful, billowy things moored down but hovering above the ground.
A puff of smoke lazily drifted by. There was someone sitting in the shadows quietly smoking a hookah. Tarrou asked where he was, and the Ilubu confirmed that indeed it was the docks. And indeed, the ship skimmed across the sand to various ports beyond.
He was of a different hue than most of the city pear peoples, though they do vary in shades. His skin was rich and dark, weathered by the desert winds.
He held out his hookah. Tarrou accepted it and took a couple of puffs on the pipe. He felt he could say anything to this man, and so he sat and they talked. Tarrou told him where he had come from, and then asked the man where his home was. He replied that he was from a kingdom far beyond these desert sands. Tarrou asked the name of this kingdom.
Far-flung Farouk.
Far-flung Farouk. Are you a trader?
I travel with the traders.
Taru was curious about this man, this Lubu from across the desert. He felt there were many tales he could tell Taru, but he was a man of few words. Taru felt the man's personal life was in some way sacred.
There are few aliens such as myself who have visited your planet, yet when they returned home, they described your people so differently. I know little about your belief in illusionism. Can you enlighten me?
You would not be conscious of space if there were no objects in space.
Yeah, that's true.
In the same way, if there were no illusion, there would be no enlightenment.
True again.
All problems are illusions.
Well, if they're all illusions, where do they come from?
From the mind.
Oh, yeah. The mind.
When you create a problem, you create pain.
Pain. Right.
Make a simple choice, my friend.
And that simple choice is?
Simply say, I will create no more pain for myself. I will create no more problems. Then you will create no more problems for others. And you will not hurt the world.
Meanwhile, back in the cafe.
Do you have a list, Ruby?
I scribbled down a few suspects.
May I see?
Yeah, sure, but I can't confirm any of them.
Sufu? Really?
Taru thinks so.
Ambassador Woogie?
Maybe.
And where is Boom Boom Bassoon?
Well, he seems okay.
He is in an ideal position to be in the Illusionati.
What are you going to do with this list?
Nothing.
Oh, yeah?
Nothing for now, Ruby.
And then?
I will expose the Illusionati.
You were at the Dune Docks?
Oh, yeah. I met a Sandman who came from the other side of the planet.
Oh, what's down there?
His home, far-flung Farouk.
Who?
It's a desert kingdom of unspeakable beauty.
Why can't you speak it?
No words will apply.
Not even words you can peel off?
No, none will stick.
Oh, I'd like to see a kingdom without words.
Me too, but I'm on my way to meet Sufu and her parents.
Her little pear-shaped parents?
Apparently.
Oh, sounds like it's getting serious.
Ah, Sufu is a real peach.
Is she fuzzy?
Well, she's a little fuzzy here and there.
Have you touched her knobs?
The knobs? You mean the knobs on her forehead hidden beneath her lush mane of peachy hair?
Yes, those knobs.
How did you know about her knobs?
You told me.
Oh, well, yes, she loves to have her little knobs massaged.
And her feet?
Massage her tiny pear-shaped toesies?
Yes, but I've never seen all four of her footies.
Well, just stay away from the other two, all right?
No. I mean, I was told that all Irubu have 4 feet. But where are they?
2 of them are tucked away.
Where?
Well, their bodies are wider on the bottom, so there's room to have 2 legs tucked up between the other 2.
Draw me a picture.
Okay. Here's the 2 legs that are like ours, only shorter.
Okay. Where's the other 2?
Well, here's the front one tucked away at the center, and here's the other one tucked away right behind it.
Get out of here.
Honest.
2 to each side, and 1 in front and 1 behind.
That's right.
Well, when did they use all 4 feet?
When they're in a hurry, they scurry.
Oh, but what if they're trying to, how do you...
Play coochie-coochie-coo?
Yeah.
Well, when we're playing coochie-coochie-coo, she can do the most amazing things with all those extra toes.
No.
Yeah, you know the way a cat will knead you with its paws? Like this?
Oh.